Sir, Vime sighed, I hate the political ones. When they'd gone, Lady Sybil sat for a while staring at her hands. Then she took a lamp into the library and pulled down a slim volume bound in white leather, on which had been embossed in gold the words, Our Wedding. It had been a strange event. Ankh-Morpork's high society, so high that it's stinking, Sam always said, had turned up mostly out of curiosity. She was Ankh-Morpork's most eligible spinster, who'd never thought she'd be married, and he was a mere captain of the guard who tended to annoy a lot of people. And here were the iconographs of the event. There she was, looking rather more expansive than radiant, and there Sam was, scowling at the viewer with his hair hastily smoothed down. There was Sergeant Colon, with his chest inflated so much his feet had almost left the ground, and Nobby grinning widely, or perhaps just making a face. It was so hard to tell with Nobby. Sybil turned over the pages with care. She had put a sheet of tissue between each one to protect them. In many ways, she told herself, she was very lucky. She was proud of Sam. He worked hard for a lot of people. He cared about people who weren't important. He always had far more to cope with than was good for him. He was the most civilised man she'd ever met. Not a gentleman, thank goodness, but a gentle man. She never really knew what it was he did. Oh, she knew what the job was, but by all accounts, he didn't spend much time behind his desk. When he eventually came to bed, he tended to drop his clothes straight into the laundry basket, so she'd only hear later from the laundry girl about the bloodstains and the mud. There were rumours of chases over rooftops, hand-to-hand and knee-to-groin fights with men who had names like Harry the Bolt-Cutter Weems. There was a Sam she knew who went out and came home again, and there was another Sam Vimes who hardly belonged to her and lived in the same world as all those men with the dreadful names. Sybil Ramkin had been brought up to be thrifty, thoughtful, genteel in an outdoor sort of way, and to think kindly of people. She looked at the pictures again in the silence of the house. Then she blew her nose loudly and went off to do the packing and other sensible things.